XXXChurch.com presents Craig's Car Ride. XXXChurch.com.
Hey, welcome to Craig's Car Ride. It's going to be an interesting show today. We're going to talk to Shelley Warren again. We're going to talk to my mom. If you didn't listen, we didn't release it on the podcast, but we posted a clip on Facebook about my mom, who's 66 years old, who's read all 50 Shades of Grey, each book. She actually read the first book in a matter of one day and then continued to read the next two within a week. Fascinating clip you can listen to on our Facebook page. We'll make sure we post that. Shelley and I, we did talk about it last week in the podcast. If you didn't listen, we talked about 50 Shades of Grey. She wrote some amazing articles for the site, and we both went to see the movie, and we're going to call Shelley, and we're going to discuss this. Like it or not, we're going to talk about those things. You hear it right here, Craig's Car Ride.
Oh, Shelley Warren. Shelley R. Warren.
Yes, thank you.
I'm going to go outside due to the graphic nature of this phone call, Shelley.
I can't go outside. We're in a winter storm. You can go outside.
I can go outside. Okay. It's called Craig's Car Ride, but I'm not driving. So if you're listening, brace yourself. Because I don't know what Shelley's going to say, but I just got out of the movie.
Did you just see it today?
I just saw it today. I got, I had plans this weekend.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, you tell me five first, and I'll tell you what I thought second.
Second. No, well, give me the, you saw it, like, pre-opening night, so, you know.
That's so ridiculous. I saw it last Thursday, and it was packed out. I thought it was interesting, the kind of women I saw in the film, but I'm going to reserve that comment for myself.
Yeah.
And this is what I thought about. No, you're not going to get me to go there with you today. And this is what I thought. It was a whole lot of women, and the men looked bored, honestly. But here are my thoughts about the movie. One, even though I got my start in journalism, I continue to be floored by the power of the media. Because aside from the content, just the movie itself, I wasn't very impressed with. Matter of fact, I called Craig as I was leaving and said, I saw a Lifetime film based on the same topic that was actually better to me than the movie. The second point was I was feeling a little icky because I'm aware that that's Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith's daughter. And I remember she's a little girl. So when I was looking at the body types, I remember everybody was saying they're sexy, and to each their own. But they just look kind of like kids to me. Clothed and naked, they look like kids to me. So I didn't really feel sexy. It felt kind of awkward, and they looked a little awkward. And then, I guess it doesn't matter if I give it away or not. So, like, when he was flogging her at the end, I was just like, I had sent to Craig that I read a review and it said it's more like a movie on domestic violence than it is about BDSM. And in fairness, I think that's extreme because if you don't understand BDSM, then everybody would feel that way. But I did find that to be rather tragic. Like, I was still waiting in the movie for where the sexy part was supposed to come. And let me say this to the virgins who are listening. It really irritates me whenever I see people lose their virginity on the movie screen and it looks like they've been having sex for 4 years. If you're tempted to have sex tonight based on what you saw on that screen, please wait because that's not how it goes down. That girl didn't act like a virgin. Did she act like a virgin, Craig? She didn't. I'll just speak for when I lost my virginity. She didn't. You're not, it's not all that the first time. You got a lot to get used to. So please don't.
And quite, and if we're going to be graphic, quite more of a mess than those bed sheets.
Right. A matter of fact, I think they simulated orgasm first time, and I don't really know anybody that had that their first time. But anyway, and then if there's a redeeming quality, and I told Craig this as well, and I do think there is one. The redeeming quality was because I did not read more than two chapters of the book. I didn't really know what the heck Christian's problem was. I actually appreciated that they explained it. And for those who may be into BDSM, I'm not saying everybody that does it has a problem, but it did explain why he doesn't do romance, and he doesn't emotionally connect, and he wants to be controlling. And so here are the issues for those who have never read the book or seen the film. He claims his mama was a crackhead, which was... anyway. His first sexual partner was one of his mother's friends, and he was her submissive. So those two things alone, I was like, oh, okay, this is why you tie people up and beat it. I get it. So the reason why that was a good takeaway for me is because a lot of times we try to present things to be sexy that actually come out of tragedy. If you talk to a lot of porn, I don't like the word star. Everybody knows that. I don't think they're stars. If you look at a lot of porn actors and you interview them, there's some tragedy in their story, either what led them to the porn or during the porn. If you talk to a lot of psychologists, for instance, my first sexual experience with my stepfather, by no means is that a secret. And if you line up the 14 sex partners I've had, most of them actually look like my stepfather. They're tall and they're chocolate. They say the way you're introduced to sex is the way you prefer it. So Christian Grey just proved my point, or the psychologist's point, because his first was a BDSM. And then how many girls would he say he had had in the movie? I don't know, like 19 chicks were BDSM.
Yes, 15.
So the way you're introduced to sex often accounts for how you expect sex to be, unless you get, you know, some help or some therapy, if it was traumatic for you. That's what I got from the movie.
Well, Shelly, I'm going to send you, I said in this thing that I wrote, I didn't hate the movie, but I hate Christian Grey. I've read one outtake from the book. It was all the tampon thing that we talked about last time. So I didn't know anything what I'm getting into. And all I know is, once again, from my mother saying, hey, I think I missed out. So I've heard from a lot of women talk so much about, you know, this, you know, I mean, I saw this guy in Regis and Kelly, and, you know, all these women are screaming like he's, you know,
yeah,
Elvis, or, you know, some pop sensation, or, I mean, just this crazed sex symbol. And that's where I was like, oh, cool. So I go in thinking, this is a guy that's rich, he's got lots of power, and he's well-liked, and he just has this crazy sex fantasy that drives women crazy. So that's what I went into it thinking. So I walked out pissed, because I'm like, I mean, and I said this, I just tweeted it out. People are going to, well, I'm recording this today, but if you're listening to this, Twitter might, I'm not taking it down, but people don't understand it. So I said, just finished my thoughts on the movie. The blog title that I came up with is Christian Grey is a Bitch.
What?
And so settle. No, and then my second one was 50 Shades of F'd Up, because he says that in the movie. I don't think either of those are going to
say that. He says that he is that. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get over that, those titles. That's my reaction watching it. I was so mad at this Christian Grey's character, and that's why I came up with that title.
Why were you mad at it?
I was mad at it because somehow the women watching this, like my mother, think they've missed out on something, yet this guy is tormented. This guy is is broken. This guy can't there's nothing appealing or attractive other than if you think this guy looks good. I mean, I think he is kind of a strange look, but whatever. So let's say he's attractive and he's got money. I mean, let's not get me killed
I think he is the cinematic version of The Bachelor. When everybody's telling you somebody's good looking, they're just going to be good looking because you're told that. If we string all the bachelors along, a lot of them look nerdy and geeky. Let's just be real. But they had money.
Yeah.
They had status, and the media told you to want them.
Okay, so if this guy's, we're not going to get into the overweight thing like we did last time on the, that got me beat up on a podcast, but let's say this guy's just ugly and he's broke, and instead of a dungeon, he has a hard drive of porn. You're walking out of that movie. You're walking out of that movie going, this guy's creepy. Like, this scares me. I'm calling the police. You put him in a fancy.
He's creepy anyway.
You put him in a.
Anyway. You went to the hardware store to get all the tapes and stuff. You were already creepy.
I know, but you put him in a fancy suit with his name on a building in Seattle, and he's a sex symbol. And so, to me, why I was pissed watching. I mean, I don't really normally watch movies and get angry, but I'm watching it going, this makes no sense to me that this guy is not an object of anyone's fantasy. Like, this guy is tormented. And yeah, I mean, he was abused, and now he's abusing women. And, you know, to me, when he was saying, one of the worst lines of the movie, he takes the girl in his ride in a helicopter, and then he says, nobody else has done that. Like, ooh, I'm gonna, like, he didn't want to give this girl anything she really desired. Yes, he bought her a car, he took her in a helicopter, he let her move in to his house, but she desired a relationship. She wanted to sleep in his bed, she wanted to be with him, she wanted to touch him. And so all the things.
Victim. He didn't rape her, and she went every time she went to the house, she chose to go to the house. And let's discuss the negotiating at the contract table. He was actually more compliant than I know or studied some BDSM to be.
I'm not saying she's a victim. I'm saying he is ultimately, instead of somebody that we're crazy about as a sex symbol, this guy's a tormented, abused child that's never gotten over it, and now he just continues to repeat a pattern in his life, and that's not attractive to me. That's a guy that has, when he says I've never shared this with anyone, like, this is a guy who's not gotten over his own junk, and now he continues to be dysfunctional. Why is, I'm in awe that this is sold so well that my mom reads it and goes, wow, this looks awesome. Like, there's nothing awesome about him. You know, that's where I just go, he's controlling, he's abusive, he's dominant, he's invasive. Like, how he followed this chick around, didn't even let her breathe, you know, from a sense of, like, you can't go see your parents. You know, he just kept showing up, and you're like,
I'm going to provide the other perspective. I think it's interesting you keep shouting at your mom. What's wrong with her? That she's drawn to him is not just what's wrong with him, what's wrong with her. That immediately when he gave her a contract and stalked her, she didn't say peace out. She's broken too. Virgins can be broken too, clearly.
Yes.
And then I want to be careful because I'm personally not the BDSM type, but I don't want to automatically imply that all of them are abusive. So let's be careful with that too.
Well, let's be careful. No, but he was abused as a child, and he, that last scene in the movie, I would say, yeah, I mean, I'd say it's abusive, wouldn't you? The final scene when she's like, you'll never do that to me again.
Well, on the flip side, she asked him to. Let's just balance the story.
She didn't ask him to. He said he had a bad day. He said, go to the playroom. You know, like, she didn't.
Yeah, but then she said, punish me worse than anyone else. She asked for that. What's wrong with her? Punish me worse than anyone else. And then don't ever do that to me again. She was sounding a little psycho to me right there, actually.
Okay, so I think, though, when you say what's wrong with her, when I say things like every, most girls want to be pursued, yes?
You already know my view on that. This is my view on women. Right. The woman was brought to Adam. Adam didn't pursue crap. But go ahead. What's your point? Where are you going?
I'm not saying you don't see a broken child. I mean, we don't know much about her other than she's infatuated by this guy from the moment she met him because of, I think, money, fame, power, looks. We know she's a virgin.
She gets into something that's way over her head. Ultimately, and this is where I say, women will give sex to get love. Men will, you know, give love to get sex. And so I don't think she's that jacked up. I don't think she's jacked up. I think she's just desperately wants to be loved. And she falls in love with this guy.
She didn't even know the dude long enough to be in love. This was one of the things I'll say I deal with when I get letters forwarded to me is, one, when they're virgins. It's virgins that don't really understand why they're virgins. Virgins who don't really take pride in their virginity or understand the purpose of staying a virgin. So really, the way I looked at Anastasia, she wasn't the proudest to be one. Kind of ready to get rid of it. Met a rich dude with some jacked up issues and got sucked into the vortex, that's true, but then would not leave the vortex, which was not his fault, that's her fault. No, I'm not going to give the blame to him for any girl that says punish me worse than any other one. He does it, and now you feel like a victim. You're not the victim.
Okay, but okay, let's go back there. I know so many girls that lost their virginity to a sleazebag or somebody that they would regret, that they end up staying too long in a relationship because sex is powerful. And so, you know,
girl,
yeah. What's that?
At least Christian was kind enough to let her know what she was getting into. You're talking about girls who don't. This man pulled out a contract. She read what she was getting into and stayed. No, there's something wrong with her.
Okay, we got it. There's something wrong with it. But I walked out, I guess, more upset at him than her, because I'm like, he's become the fantasy, once again, bringing it back to my mother, is thinking, he's on Regis and Kelly. Regis and all these women are taking photos on Facebook, out with the girlfriends, going to see the movie. He's the guy that they are infatuated, like, people are going nuts over, and I'm like, this guy's a douche. This guy is not boyfriend material. Like, he's your worst boyfriend imaginable.
Okay, but wait a minute. I feel like I'm the dude and you're the girl in this podcast. These chicks are not screaming because he's the ultimate boyfriend. They're screaming because he's a sexual fantasy. There's a difference.
Okay, but when you know, but if you read the book,
boyfriend, you watch Little House on the Prairie and you look at Charles Ingalls.
Okay,
but the boyfriend.
But okay, this is where I'm confused, and I gotta call my mom next, because they read the book. These women that are screaming read the book and know this guy was abused and is something wrong with him. You and I didn't know that, so the fact that they know this and they're still screaming for him, and you go, this is a broken little boy that's like, you know, was raped by his mom's friend for 6 years.
I mean, okay, but in fairness, let's be fair. How many times when guys get, I don't say lose, everybody knows where their virginity went. How many times have guys given their virginity to somebody older than them, and we do not call it abuse and rape? More guys than not have given their virginity to somebody older than them, and we don't call it abuse or rape. I'm not saying.
Oh, a 15-year-old. A 15-year-old, 6 years older, like to one of his mom's friends at 15. That's not. I don't care. That's it. You don't think that's abuse or rape? What's the law say? What's the law say at 15?
I dare you to ask a lot of people affiliated with us who have sexual issues or have divorced their partners who their first was. And would you consider that to be abuse if they said, I was 15 and she was 18? I'm just asking.
All right.
Because I agree with you to a point. One of the things that was awesome about the movie is it shows that guys can be just as traumatized sexually as women.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. But one of the things I don't, at least on my part, I don't want to do when we hang up the phone is make it be like, poor Anastasia, Christian's a jerk. I actually look at it kind of like two toxic people got together, and that's unfortunate. She clearly has some voids in her life, too, that a man is going to show you a contract and tell you all the stuff he's going to do to you, and you're going to sign it. That's not looking for love. They weren't even at that point.
Hey, she didn't sign the contract.
What did you say?
She didn't sign the contract.
She agreed to the stuff he did.
I'm saying, she kept pushing him. No, she kept pushing him for the relationship.
I'll tell you this. One of the things I give Christian Grey credit for. He let that girl know before he did everything to her.
Oh, he's such a stand-up. He's such a stand-up.
He can write us and tell us that they had somebody that did that for them.
Oh, he's such a stand-up. Why?
Gosh,
I didn't think we'd see this so different. You're so insensitive to women, and you're, gosh.
And you're such an antagonistic person.
I don't think she's got problems.
Women, I just look at things from a level playing field.
I think
I'm kind of over the fact that we act like women don't have power to say yes or no, or that women have an IQ lower than men and they're not aware of what they're getting into.
I think she desperately wanted to think she thought she could change this guy. And I don't know where they're going to go in the next.
There's something toxic about that. There's something sick about that.
Yeah. Hey, what did they do? There's two more of these movies. So the disturbing part for me, if you guys haven't seen this, how this thing ends, she walks away really kind of pissed off that, you know, after he beat her.
And she asked him to beat her, and he did it.
Okay.
She's mad.
Okay, she's mad now because it was too hard. But anyways, how are there two, like, it can't get better in two more. That's when I think I got to call my mom and ask. Like, oh, so you read the second book, and does she go back? Now I'm going to agree with you. And then,
well, clearly she did.
Or is there is there a new girl in the next two books? Or is it her?
No, I'm assuming Anastasia goes back. I have no desire to read the book to find out. I'm assuming she goes back. But, you know, we could do like a series of podcasts on this. We could have one conversation about the relationship aspect. And I'm kind of sick of us acting like a lot of these movies have a relationship aspect. You can't be in love in 2 weeks. You can't be in love in 6 weeks. You can't even be good friends in 2 months. Ain't nobody in love in these movies? But we could talk about the relationship side and we could talk about the sexual fantasy side. I feel like we're trying to merge the two. These women are not screaming about the relationship side. As a matter of fact, I want to bet good money if they looked at it only from the relationship side, they would agree that this was torturous and pathetic. But if you're looking from the sexual fantasy side, now you're looking through a different set of eyes. Kind of like porn. Who's looking at porn from a relationship side? Who's watching porn for the storyline? You're looking for the sexual fantasy.
Okay, but the fantasy is effed up. Like, I'm saying the fantasy is effed. Like, that's when he says it's 50 Shades of effed up, I guess my message to my mom and all these 100 million women is the fantasy that you guys are all getting all squirmy and yelling and crazy about in your pants over is messed up at its core why he has gone that way. And don't you think?
I just think we should tell the story fairly. He went in for the fantasy and ended up liking the girl. She went up liking him and got caught up in the fantasy. I believe that when Christian Grey said he's 50 Shades of effed up, it was because the fantasy and the relationship started to merge together. You nor I, unless there's something I don't know, Craig and Jeanette, we are not BDSM people. So we're speaking very confidently about something we don't practice. So I just don't want to imply that everybody that does that is messed up and tortured. I don't know. I just think what happens for Christian, quite frankly, happens for guys whether they do BDSM or not. You think this is going to be a hit it, quit it, you get caught up, and when you get caught up, it shows you some of your issues. Meanwhile, the women who are caught up in the books are not thinking about the relationship issues. As a matter of fact, I told you one of the things I thought was so fascinating about the book and the phenomenon of it, period, was it was showing that a whole lot of women are sexually pent up and want to talk about some stuff that they don't get to talk about. We tend to associate women as being emotionally driven sexually and men as physically driven sexually. What this book has done is shown us that women also have a physical side. So let's like not leave that part out. Because whenever we talk about guys watching porn, all we want to say is, well, you know, they're stimulated visually. So are women. Clearly, some women have some really twisted and maybe potentially depraved fantasies that nobody really lets them talk about because we're only supposed to have sex emotionally. So the minute we want to be tied up, now we're crazy and we need to go see a therapist. But when you all are watching 20 hours of porn, it's just because you're stimulated visually.
Okay, so that leads me to this question.
I'm offering another perspective.
That leads me to this question because I saw it with Jeanette. It was uncomfortable in the theater. In those some of those scenes, it's just it felt like it took 20 minutes to get get the girl undressed at times, but it wasn't. I thought, and I don't like Beyonce at all, anyways. So to listen to a Beyonce, she bothers me. Ah, well, yes, but Beyonce, especially, come on, how could you like Beyonce after Kanye thinks she should win Album of the Year when you, gosh, those lyrics look like a 12-year-old junior high girl could have written those. So, anyways, if you love Beyonce.
I think it's interesting the kind of high-profile women you don't like. Oprah, Beyonce, but keep going.
Anyways, Beyonce, no, she's awful. So, the thought that Beyonce's crazy in love is playing in one of these sex scenes, which clearly to me,
Yeah.
I just thought like that's just it's just I just laughed. But so, yes, guys are stimulated visually. Shelley's saying women are too. The million-dollar question here is, what you watched, were you visually stimulated by what you watched?
Are you asking me?
I think you're the only one on the podcast with me. So yes.
I thought you were like, this is one of those questions you wanted everybody to ponder.
No, because I don't
I'm
think
not
everyone's watching
physically
this movie.
attracted.
I'm just saying, were
I'm
you?
not physically attracted to either of those actors. I will say this. I find the man far more attractive off the film with the beard. I think he looks far more masculine than he does in that movie. So one, I would need to be attracted. Again, shout out to Charles Ingles. Like, I think he's the ultimate. Charles Ingles and Idris Elba are the ultimate. You put one of them in the movie, I probably would have more of an attraction to what I was looking at. I'm
Okay.
not a BDS person, so that doesn't really attract me either. I thought the storyline was cheesy, so that didn't attract me either. Matter of fact, I thought it kind of dragged,
Oh yeah, it was slow.
honestly.
I was thinking that. Gosh, I thought I gotta get to my kids' school to pick them up. Like in the middle of the day. This thing's going a little too long, but no, to me,
And a
attractive or
part of
not.
me too, I want to be careful because for some reason Craig is very comfortable talking about overweight people. I don't want to talk about underweight people, but because I think there's beauty in all sizes, but I do kind of wonder if we had a Kim Kardashian type in there, if the rating would have went up to an NC-17, honestly, because she was so frail and petite and little, it was just awkward looking. I felt like I was looking at a little girl having sex with a little boy who ride around their dad's cell gossip.
Yeah, and so whether it's attractive, I guess, because people are going to ask me, I don't find her unattractive. But what I was watching, I didn't. It's like with porn when you see this at these adult expos. To me, it's not appealing or attractive from a sense of. Of what you're watching. For that, yeah, I'm not going to choose to watch that every day, but yeah, it was uncomfortable. We're sitting there. It felt like those scenes kind of dragged on. There was a lot of them, even though it's, I read something like 40 minutes in the movie. After all that hype, it took 40 minutes till there was, I think, any nudity. So when they're talking about kids trying to sneak in, I'm like, no kid's going to sneak in. He can watch, he can, 40 seconds, you can get porn on the internet. They're not going to wait 40 minutes, but I just thought like, yeah, I just thought I was more uncomfortable. She, whether she's a good actress or not, I thought she conveyed when she seemed scared, she seemed, frightened to be doing that. Maybe I had too much sympathy for her, but I was watching it going, gosh, yeah, I've never done these kind of things. This doesn't look enjoyable. I would say when I went to the store prior and I saw the Sports Illustrated swimsuit magazine, that to me is more attractive than the things that were in this movie. Now, not saying that it might not turn somebody on. Yes.
Yeah, like I agree. Sports Illustrated is the women in it. I prefer the ones with the real body parts. Yes, that is probably sexier. I do think Dakota's a pretty girl, and I think what's his name? I keep forgetting. Jamie is an attractive guy, but no, the movie was not sexy to me
Yes.
at all.
All right. Yeah, that's yeah, that's a good way of saying it. Yeah.
I think she played. I think she actually, I preferred her over him. I think she was more believable. But you can only do so much. It was cheesy to me, and you can only do so much with a cheesy film. Like, more than anything, I didn't walk away with any extreme emotion toward her, him, or the director. I had extreme emotion toward the media who crammed this down our throats for 6 months.
No, I disagree completely, because the media only did that. No, they only did that because friggin' 100 million books were sold. But people read the book, and when
but
people...
100 million books were sold also because of the media. I mean, remember, I started in journalism. I know what we can do. We'll tell you to do something, and y'all will do it.
All right.
The power of the media.
Yeah.
If we all said it sucked, it sucked, it sucked, which ironically a lot of people are saying on the back end, watch it tank this week. Let's see what it makes this week.
I mean, it's got 30%. It's got the lowest Rotten Tomatoes score. It's got 30% Rotten Tomatoes, but yet it did $260 million opening weekend.
Because the media told you to watch it. Now we've told you it sucks. Let's talk about it next week and see what it makes next week. It's still gonna make pretty good money, but it's not gonna make anywhere near what it just made.
No, it's still
not
yeah.
a good film.
Yeah, it's not
a good film. And it's not a good film for the record. You know, there's going to be people mad at us that we went, whatever. I'm not saying it's not a good film because of the topic. It's just not a good film.
No, I would say this, though. I mean, and Jeanette and I were talking about this on the way home, and she said, oh, you're going to tell people you're I go, yeah, I'm going to write this blog as soon as I get home, and Shelly and I are going to talk about this. So, I mean, Ryan, I talked to Ryan Russell on our team. He reads, he's like, I read the book. I was interested. I can't sit through that book and read it. I don't have the patience for that, you know. And he's like, "Man, I guess now I." All this to say, I've done probably 20 plus interviews about the movie prior to it coming out. I wish I would have known what I know now. When I was talking about some of the things, because I think I would even be more passionate about.
I know. Then you've been crying all the women.
No, I'm not crying. I'm saying it, which serves this, and I'm not ever saying. I did this, but I think so often Christians, specifically can talk about things that we have no understanding of, and yet we can still blast out comments. So I had a good understanding of what this was, but not the whole story. Now knowing the whole story, gosh, let me keep talking about this, because I felt like this, I'm more shocked by it than I was to think that, man, this guy, you know, that the whole abuse thing, that whole, yeah, I'm not saying like you are, everybody that likes this was abused, but I do think, like you said, the way we get introduced to sex is oftentimes the way that we continue in it. And this, to me, Christian Grey's pattern of brokenness, this pattern of abuse, I hope the third book, you see him fall in love and break that cycle. But part of me thinks...
Oh my God, you hope all that from an erotica book.
Okay, so it's not going to happen.
I mean, it's erotica, dude. This is not Harlequin. It's erotica.
All right.
I don't think it's supposed to even be that deep.
All right.
I think there's two sets of questions that if you get a group full of women together and you say, do you think this was a healthy relationship? They're probably going to say no. Get a group of some same women together and say, did this appease some of your fantasies? They will say yes. I think you and a lot of men are having a hard time understanding or believing that women could separate the two. Clearly, based on the sales of this book, women are capable.
Yeah.
I don't care that he's toxic. I want to get tired of him. And I wish my husband would do it.
All right. Well, Shelly, it's been fun. It's been fun. I've got to call my mom. I'm going to ask her because...
Specify, please. Do you think it was a healthy relationship?
Okay.
Did you think it was an erotic fantasy?
No, I want to know what happens in the third book. Does she fall? Does he break the cycle of the dungeon and fall in love and get married and happily ever after?
This is so ridiculous.
I know.
Are you really like? It's almost like, do you look for porn to have a healthy ending?
But
every porn video you watch, you'd be like, oh, they fall in love at the end. That would be.
I'm hoping. Hey, and last thing. Do you think it should have been
What?
NC-17 over R?
Heck no. I've seen worse R than
Okay.
that.
All right. I'm just wondering.
By far. But like I said, we saw some voluptuous women up in there. It might have been a little harder to take. Part of me wonders if they downplayed the body type to get the rating they got. Because even when he took his shirt off, you know, like the chicks were screaming before he signed, he took his shirt off. I was like, I got family members
Yeah.
more built than him.
Hey,
Like, real? I got family members that are younger than me more built than him.
just the fact that she has to, she's naked so much, he never takes his jeans off. It's just like, yeah, that was
But
his.
I mean, welcome to the world of being a woman. You knew you were gonna see that.
Yeah.
Like, when's the last time you saw a nude guy? I want to say it was the movie. I remember what's the movie that had Kate Winslet in it, and it was like a period film? Crap.
No,
The Tina Dobrev movie.
no,
You know what I'm talking about? Like a whole movie.
yeah, the Titanic.
No, what? No, we never talking Steven. We about a chapter. Nudity than this movie, and I thought that was interesting as well.
Well, you need to clean up your act with what you're watching. I mean, that's sad.
Oh, is that what I need to do? Something tells me far worse than I do. You're the one that wants to title the blog Christian Grey the Female Dog.
No, because you're crazy.
And by the way, why do you want to do that? Why is he female dog exactly?
I just, Mr. Oh, I'm now in Georgia. I'm up in your space. Here's my car. Sign my contract. It's like, you're a little bitch. Like, I'm sorry. You're a little bitch. Like,
He's a dominant. You
yeah.
might need to interview people in that world. Like, how did you expect a dominant to be? Like, that's his
I didn't know he
character.
was a. Hey, I didn't know much about it. He strikes me as a little bitch, and he bothers me. So that's, yeah, that's why I said that.
Well, I'll just leave on this note.
All right. I gotta cook.
We all should be so lucky to have a man or a woman tell us before doing everything they're about to do to us what they're going to do.
No, you run.
Emotionally, physically, or otherwise. We all should be
Oh,
so lucky.
he's so nice. Oh, yeah,
And
he's
well, at
charming.
least he said, you need to wonder why the girl agreed more than why he said it. He told the girl he's a dominant. She stayed, but somehow she's a victim. Give me a break.
All right,
Love
Charlotte.
you. Hug your mom for me.
All right, maybe I'll call you next week just to keep
Bye.
this tradition. Thanks, though.
Whatever.
I'm calling
Bye.
my mom. All right, see you. Bye. All right, let's call my mom here real quick. She's don't necessarily need to know. I don't want to tell her I saw the movie. She'll say, "Why didn't you take me?" That would have been really uninteresting. Was she sleeping already? Come on, Mom.
I'm at dance lesson.
Oh,
What?
okay. Hey, I just have a question for you.
It good? What?
I'm recording you. So,
Why are you recording me?
oh, because I'm doing another podcast talking about 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay, what's the
The
question?
question is, by the end of, does Anastasia appear in the next two books?
The woman?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
Yes.
she doesn't leave him. She doesn't, he, she goes
Oh,
back. And do they,
no. No, as long as I remember it, it's a love story.
okay, does she convince him to stop dominating her and they fall in love like a real couple or no?
You know, I can't really remember, but I remember that there was, oh, it's a love story. And I think she ended up enjoying it and was able to always tell him stop or no. They always had a safe word. See, I'm good at this. You have to have a safe word. But I don't think that that was something that either one of, I don't remember. It's been a while. But it's by the end of the third book, it's a love story.
Oh, okay, touching. So,
I think. Read it.
no, I'm not gonna read it. So, anyways, I will send you though my review and my blog that I've written. So you'll tell me if I've seen it all wrong.
Okay, and tomorrow I'll come over around 11 because we have to go do taxes.
Oh yes, we will do that. So yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Enjoy your
Bye.
love story. So there it is. For my mom, it's convinced it's a love story. Anyways, that is all for now. Thanks for listening. Next week, I assure you, we won't still be talking about this.
XXXChurch.com presents Craig's Car Ride. XXXChurch.com.